بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah Rabbul Izzat, the creator of the entire universe. هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو. موسى في الطور حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو. يونس في بطن الحوت حين ناجاه قال لا إله إلا هو. يوسف في كأر البئر حين ناجاه قال لا إله إلا هو. الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام has taught us great lessons. Everything happens through the hukum of Allah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to meet Allah, said la ilaha illa. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam in the stomach of the whale, the kalima that was coming out, la ilaha illallah. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam dropped into the well, clinging to the rope as his brothers are lowering him down, hoping for mercy. But Allah Ta'ala had planned something better for him. Allah Ta'ala had planned for him a throne in a foreign land. But to get to the throne, he had to go to the bottom of the well. Allah is a creator of every condition. Be the condition good or be it against us. Be it a condition where we find ourselves distressed or be it a condition where we find ourselves happy. Every condition in the world is created by Allah. And when that condition comes, the zat that can solve that condition and take us out from there is only Allah. This yaqeen that everything comes from Allah, all good, all bad, happiness, sadness, everything is created by Allah. Halat had come previously also. Halat and conditions had come upon the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also. Halat and conditions had come on the Ummah prior to us, before us. The Quran is replete with incidents about what the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had to go through. What the previous Ummahs had to go through. Allah mentions, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَىٰ. Two conditions. When these conditions are fulfilled, لَبَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. آمَنُوا, إِيمَان and تَقْوَى. لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When the people of the community bring about strong iman, yaqeen in Allah, yaqeen in the zat of Allah, that everything happens through the command of Allah. I am nothing. I cannot do anything. My wealth, my status, be I in a condition where I am wealthy, be I in a condition where I am poor. Every condition comes from Allah, and in every condition I have to fulfill the command of Allah. I may be in a function, and everybody is happy around me. But when the time comes that I have to fulfill the hukum of Allah, the azan is given, then it's time to fulfill the command of Allah. I have to leave this and go and fulfill the command of Allah. My dear respected brothers, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions numerous incidents in the Quran. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is in prison. Halat had come upon him. Condition had come upon him. Two other prisoners are brought in. And when these two are brought in, they notice that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is a pious person, is a person whom Allah Ta'ala had chosen. And they begin to relate to him. And they start opening up to him and relate their conditions to him. And immediately he starts to give them da'wat, calling them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They mentioned to him that we saw in a dream, one of us was drinking wine. And the other one, birds were eating from the bread from his head. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam told them that every condition comes from Allah. He first made their minds up. In the back of his mind, he knew that one of these two will be killed. And the other one will start serving the king. Then he mentioned to them that when the food comes to you, I will tell, before the food reaches you, I will describe the food, what is coming to you, what is the taste of that food, etc. Because this is from the side of Allah. Similarly, we find Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, conditions had come upon him. He had to leave his family. He had to leave his young baby boy that was granted to him by Allah after many, many years. And after that, that wasn't the end of it. After he grew up, Allah Ta'ala's command was to slaughter him. Something that was granted after many, many years of crying and many, many years of trying and placing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that treasure that was given to him, Allah Ta'ala wanted the treasure back. But being the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, being the Nabi of Allah, they did not question Allah. That Allah is the one that gives and Allah is the one that takes. Allah has given me this, Allah wants it back. So the ummah will be tried and tested over and over and over again. Till وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَصَعِكَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Till the trumpet is blown, halats will continue to come. And this halats, these conditions, will get more and more severe as time comes closer and closer to the day we are going to stand before Allah. Allah is that Zat that has given us this life. Allah is that Zat that is looking after us. Allah is that Zat that is sustaining us. Allah is that Zat that has given us all these ni'mats. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If we try to count these ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has given us, we won't be able to count. In various parts of the world, the ummah is going through conditions worse than us. Such conditions that are, we cannot tolerate, we cannot bear. But through the imani taqat, that iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, has gone through all these tests. And after all these tests, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up for them things that we cannot dream about. Things we cannot even see before us. Things that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, that if you try to visualize, you won't be able to visualize those things. Allah has created the world. Allah has created the qabr. Allah has created hashar. Allah has created jannat. Allah has created jahannam. The effort that we make in this world, that is the direction we are going to take in the hereafter. A person is performing salah. In his salah, he goes into sajda. And from that sajda, he never wakes up. What dua he must have made to get accepted in that condition? What dua he must have made that, oh Allah, I want to die in the condition where I've been submissive to you. And what amal he must have done for Allah Ta'ala to accept that on the day of Jum'ah, in the position of sajda, in the rawda, and Allah takes his ruwa. So the Sirat al-Mustaqim that he was treading on, he was walking on, was leading towards Allah. The amal that he was doing was leading towards Allah. Allah Ta'ala has given us this effort, my dear respected brothers. We do not understand the importance of this effort. We do not understand how people's lives have been changed through this effort. Going from door to door, person to person, calling them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling them towards the greatness of Allah. Today we hear this story and that story, how people have been killed, how the superpowers of the time are boasting that we have the best. Remember, Fir'aun did the same. Remember, Qarun did the same. Remember, the Quraysh did the same. They boasted about their powers. But in the end, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ مَاكِرٍ. They plan and Allah plans. And the best of planners is Allah. This yaqeen to come is an effort that it has to be done throughout our daily life. 24/7, every minute of the day, we have to remind ourselves, Allah does, Allah is the doer, Allah is the one that is creating this, Allah is the one that can remove it, Allah is the one that is looking after us, Allah is our hafiz, Allah is sami, Allah is basir, Allah is alim. Allahu khaliku kulli shay, la ilaha illahu. Allah has created everything. There is no zat except Allah. By us repeating this and giving dawah towards it, we may say it over and over again, but the yaqeen to come from the tip of our tongues to the top of our hearts is an effort that goes from today right till the time we leave this world. Even when we're leaving this world, then too we are not free. Then too shaitan is up to his tricks. Then too at that last moment, shaitan wants to lead us astray. Then too only Allah can save us. So every step of the way, we have to become Allah's. We have to become Allah's. Oh Allah, you desire whatever you wish to do with me to keep me on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, to keep me on Iman, to keep me on Haq. Do not let me go astray. That was the du'as of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. That was the du'as of all the pious predecessors. They did not attribute anything to themselves, but everything through the Zat of Allah. My dear respected brothers, Allah Ta'ala has given us this life. And this life is a amanat. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالُهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah Ta'ala has already purchased our lives. And this life has been purchased for Jannah. So that commodity of Jannah is very, very expensive. It is something that we have to strive towards. It is something that needs to be earned. It does not come automatically. The higher we want our status, our stages in Jannah, the more amal needs to be done on the surface of this earth. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat kanat lahum jannatul firdaus. Those people that bring iman and do good actions with this iman, the shart is with iman amalu salih. With iman, good actions. Then at the end, kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وادخل الجنة فقد فاز. Every soul has to taste death. This death is a close companion. This death is a cutter off of all pleasures. This death, when you think about it, then your hubbud dunya goes down. That one day I'm going to die. What am I going to take with me? Zulqarnain, the king, Allah Ta'ala had granted him such kingdom that no other person, the four kings that were granted the kingdom of the entire world, one was Zulqarnain. But one day he had to leave this world. Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam, what kingdom Allah Ta'ala had granted him? Command of the winds, hear the language of the insects and the animals, could move armies and upon armies within a short space of time. But yet that small ant that heard this army coming made one da'wat. And that da'wat was so beloved in the sight of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it part of the Quran. This amal of da'wat has the capacity of changing the entire ummah. But this amal of da'wat has to be done with ikhlas, with sincerity, for the pleasure of Allah, for the sake of Allah. Apna maal, apna jaan, apna waqt, your wealth, your time, your health, for the pleasure of Allah. Not for any other worldly gain and benefit. Not for any fame. That I will become someone famous. Or Allah will grant me, Allah will make me get recognized throughout the world. My dear respected brothers, this recognition comes from Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves somebody, Elan is made. Jibreel is called. And Jibreel is told, I love so and so. You love so and so. Jibreel makes an Elan amongst the angels. That Allah loves so and so, Jibreel loves so and so, you also love so and so. The angels come down and make an elan on the surface of this earth. Allah loves so and so, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam loves so and so, the malaika loves so and so, O people of the earth, you also start loving this person. This honor comes from Allah. So my dear respected brothers, for us to ensure that iman carries on in my life, the life of my family, the life of my progeny, right up till the day of Qiyamah, effort has to be made. And this effort is an umumi effort. I have to make effort amongst my family, I have to make effort amongst my community. I have to make effort amongst the people of my town. I have to make effort upon the people of my country. And I have to make effort on the people of the entire world. For this, time has to be given. Time is a precious commodity. You ask that person, you ask a poor person, give us some time. He'll also tell you he hasn't got time. Two people got free time. That person who's in the hospital, he cannot move. And that person who's in the qabr, he cannot go anywhere. They got enough time. The rest of us are all busy. So Allah loves that from our busy schedules, we give our time to Allah. For the effort of the deen of Allah. Take out time. Go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 4 months at a time. Chilla. 40 days. 10 days. Whatever time you can give. The zakat of our time is for a year, we give 10% ushr. 10% is 40 days. In our lifetime, Allah grants us long life, but 4 months in a lifetime. The way time is going now, you start your chilla and before you know it, you're already back. The week starts on a Monday, your next thing you know is already Sunday. So my dear respected brothers, let us all make intention. Our Shab Guzari has started. This is a Mubarak time from now till Maghrib Azan. So let us engage in ibadat and dua. Dua for the ummah. The ummah is in parashan. Wherever you look in the world, halats upon halats are coming upon the ummah. And we have got the recipe to change these halats. That is the begging bowl that we have. To cry before Allah. To go into amal. To make the zikr of Allah. To remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. To cry before Allah. And inshallah, to go out in the path of Allah. To bring these sifat into our lives. And through this, Allah will spread hidayah throughout the world. And through this, Allah ta'ala will change the conditions of the world. Inshallah, after Maghrib will be the main program. And after Isha, Hayatu Sahaba, inshallah, till tomorrow, after Isha. Allah ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to sit and listen, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.